بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I was asked by a respected sister to make this video, and it was a pre-marriage counseling. She was asking about some of the things that, how do men think and what do men look for, and I gave her 3 points, and she said, this is in her words, that you got to make a video about this because a lot of women don't understand these points and they need to know these points. So 3 points to keep your man happy forever. Alright, you're not going to have issues with him. He's going to love you. He will love you. He will give you the emotions that you need. He will give you the provision. He will be with you, inshallah. 3 points. Number one, respect. He wants respect. A man who's not respected, you have to understand, we deal with so much outside. If you don't respect us, and the way you address us, the way you talk to us, look, we're not buddies. I mean, we can be friends, and there should be a good, deep relationship between husband and wife. But we're not buddies. You have to understand that. So, respect is extremely important. A lot of women called their husbands like dude and this and that. You can have nice names. Even the Prophet ﷺ had cute names for Aisha. But not like yo bro and dude and this and that. It's disrespectful. Respect your men. Show your men that you respect them. Do things for him. Go out of your way to show that you respect in your behavior. Not like you have to buy stuff for him or all that. No. Okay, so respect. Respect is very important for us. Number two, when we come home, this is the most important point in your relationship. Trust me, for you as a woman. We want to see you dressed up properly, that you took care of that, that you care about that transition that we do between us, you know, coming from work, coming out of fitna, all the problems that we must have had at work with bosses and all kinds of things. Things that we even see or saw, yes. The Prophet saw a beautiful woman, he went to Zainab radiallahu anha. We will see all these fitna. When we come home, that just takes 5 minutes. Wallahi, it takes 5 minutes. Dress up, put something different on. Put some nice perfume on. You know, you get ready when you go outside for other functions, but when we come home after a long day of work, 8 to 10 hours, right? You are, sorry, looking messy. Yeah, you can say right now. I'm sure right now in your mind they're saying, bro, but you don't understand. We got to deal with the kids and the house is upside down. And this, all I'm saying is just change your clothes. Have something ready. Like, it has to be strategized. Put some perfume on. Do your hair a little bit. Just a little bit. Take 5 minutes. Go to the bathroom. Just 5 minutes. And when we knock at that door, nothing matters for the next 5 minutes to you except us. We walk in, a hug, a kiss. Welcome home. I missed you so much. Some in some cultures, mashallah, they kiss the hand of the man. Subhanallah. It's very beautiful. I've seen it. And they like that. Syrians, for example, the Malaysians. All right. So we would love that because we've just come out of this place where it's so difficult outside, so much fitna. And you took 5 minutes and gave us an extra 5 minutes to wait for us at the door with a smile. Not the first thing that you do is when you walk in the house. Is, oh, the kids did this, and my neighbor did that, and my sister called me and said this, and whatnot. No, none of that. None of that. Just take 5 minutes to acknowledge us. We're looking for that acknowledgement. Just take 5 minutes, at least, just that buffer, that we are the ones that matter for that 5 minutes. There's nothing else in that house that matters. Not the kids, not nothing. Get ready to the kids. Put them on whatever to read something. Just those 5 minutes. Or get the kids ready to respect the husband when he walks in the house. To say, Assalamu alaikum Baba, how are you? How was your day? Not like, okay, one is playing a game, the other one is doing something else. No. They should learn to respect the man because he's coming out of the outside. And he has done his best to try to provide for you. So that, those 5 minutes, I'm telling you sister, if you can follow this, and it's something you can do easily. It doesn't take more than 5 minutes. You can find 1,000 excuses, I'm sure. But you can do this. You can if you want to. And last but not least, my sister, intimacy. A man, if he's rejected in intimacy, it breaks him. It breaks him. That's why the Prophet ﷺ made it such a huge issue. And we know sisters don't like this, but the cursing, they don't like this hadith. They try to go around the left and right. In the end, it's not about cursing you. It's about how much that matters to men. Men. We express our love through intimacy. You women have been fooled by the Western media to think that because a man wants intimacy, he's just like this animal, this sex, you know, and you cannot give it to him. You don't understand that he expresses his love towards you via intimacy. And sadly, because it's called sex these days, but it used to be called making love. So he actually wants to make love to you. If you remember that it used to be called making love, when I grew up anyway, it used to be called making love. So he wants to make love to you, meaning he wants to make love with you. He wants to express his love for you. You understand what I mean? So don't give in to this weird Western mentality and Western philosophy of, you know, oh, you know, he's just this animal who just wants sex. No, trust me. If you understand how to do this issue, to give in, to respond to his call, because he wants to make love to you, he's just come out from outside. He's just had a lot of problems, challenges, you name it. And he wants to be intimate with you. Forget about the F word, the S word, the this word that you learn or seen on TV, which made you look bad at your man. If he's only materialistic, he's only about carnal desires. These words, if you analyze them, they're coming from the kuffar. He wants to make love to you. He wants to show his love to you by being intimate with you. If you understand that and you connect it to the hadith of the Prophet as to why he said that if the husband calls you to bed, that the angels, if you don't respond, that you'll be cursed. A lot of women hate to hear that. But if you contextualize, wallahi, if you understand the makeup of a man and what it means, he's not just trying to treat you like a piece of meat. He's trying to tell you and to show you that I love you, that I want to be with you, that I've protected myself the whole day. I protected myself the whole day, tried to lower my gaze, tried to do all these things for the sake of Allah. And now I'm coming to you and asking you to make love. Forget about, oh, he wants to S me or he wants to F me or this and that. He wants to make love to you. Do you understand? And you're telling him, sorry, I can't. No, not right now. Oh, I'm sure again, here you can come up with at least 15 excuses why you shouldn't be intimate. You're not feeling well, the kids are not ready, this and that, they're not sleeping. If you are at home, stay-at-home woman, 8 hours or 10 hours, whatever, you don't see your husband, it's okay, you start missing each other, loving each other. You have the time to make a system for yourself, just like you would like to go out and work, right? You got to find a system of, a lot of women say, I want to work out, I want to go work, I want to be in the world, I want to have a boss, I want to serve a boss, I don't want to serve my husband, I want to serve a boss. Okay, but I mean, if you do that, you know that you'll have to have a system. So why not have a system at home where Allah has protected you in terms of, you know, getting kids to their homework, to be ready, to put them to sleep at a certain time. Well, the non-Muslims are good at this. The Muslims just leave their kids jumping upside down, left and right, and then they complain, well, we don't have time to each other. Yeah, because you didn't systemize it. That's the problem. We're lacking discipline as Muslims. If you do this properly, take care of that 5 minutes of getting ready for your husband when he comes home, and having the time for intimacy at night or in the morning. Prophet sometimes should do it in the morning before Fajr. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates this hadith that he used to pray Qiyam and then he used to be intimate with her. You have to find, it should be organic, of course. I mean, it was organic. Prophet wanted to come to her and she accepted and they would be intimate. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No shame in that. It's reported in the hadith. Imam Tirmidhi puts it in the chapter of Qiyam al-Layl and the Tahajjud of the Prophet. We can find ways, alright? We can find ways. But if you give in, you give this intimacy, you prepare yourself. You know, sometimes you have to do before you feel. Sometimes people say, I don't feel. Yeah, but when it comes to intimacy, that's the whole point of foreplay and talking and words. Of course, men have to know how to do it as well. And not just, as the Prophet said, just approach like a beast, you know? No, you have to know how to do it. You have to send the kisses and the words and the foreplay. And the woman will get into the mood, trust me. I mean, men are like, my sheikh used to tell me, men are like microwaves, right? We can get in the mood like, ding, 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 right? Women are more like the oven, right? The oven has to get the right temperature to be able to bake or cook. And it takes a bit of time, right? It's like, right? You know the noise that the oven makes. that's a good comparison. It takes a bit for women to, but they will get into the hot spot. But I'm telling you, sister, if you take care of these three things, number one, respect. Number two, that's those 5 minutes when he comes home. Give him 5 minutes of acknowledgement. Acknowledge that you care about him, that you've taken 5 minutes to get ready for him, that it's important when he comes home. It matters to you. It matters to your kids that they have respect. And the last one, but not least, probably the most important, love, making love, showing the intimacy. Don't get fooled by the West, please. Do not get fooled by the West of this whole that is just carnal and he's just after that and he doesn't care about your emotion and your desires. Because you're thinking in your mind, in his mind, he loves you. He wants to express it towards you. So all you have to do is just understand that difference. And then 3 points, trust me, these 3 points, if you can understand and implement, you'll see your life will change. Your life, your relationship, the way he's going to treat you, the way he will love you, the way he will behave towards you, the way he will open up to you, the way he will talk to you, it will change. It will change. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand. Again, this is based on the sister. She told me, please, and she's a, mashallah, elderly sister. You know, she's not a little girl or anything like that. She said, you need to make a video about this. So I made it. I hope it's beneficial. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.